Again, we're up to page Daf Yud. Kesivas Shaloim or Shaloim, either without the mem or with the mem. The name Shaloim is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're all familiar that a person is not supposed to say Shaloim in the Beis HaKisei, because the name Shaloim is one of Hashem's names. But here in this little chapter, he says a very interesting chiddush, that it all depends on how you use Hashem, the name Shaloim. Okay, let's see. Kosav Harama, Osor Lichtoiv Shem Lichatchila Shaloi. Osor Lichatchila. A person is not allowed to write Hashem's name outside of a sefer, because it's very possible it will end up in a location or in an area which is not respectable for Hashem's name. You should not write Hashem's name, Yudkei Vavkei, in a letter. You should not write it, because a letter ends up in the garbage. This is all the whole issue about the newspapers. They didn't have these issues years ago. The pamphlets and the different photocopies and all these kutrasim that they put on the table in the Beis HaKnesses and the newspapers which have Divrei Torah. What do we do with Divrei Torah newspapers that have within them Divrei Torah? So it's accepted today that you're allowed to throw them in the garbage, but you should not throw them in the garbage b'derech b'zoyon. You should wrap it up in a plastic bag and put it with the recycling paper. That's what's accepted. But generally, when you could avoid writing Hashem's name, it should be done. The Yesh Nesomafil B'Milah Shalom is some of a custom not to write the word Shalom. It goes without saying that you should not write Yudkei Vavkei, Hashem's name, Elohim, Yudkei Vavkei. But you should not even write the word Shalom, Shalom Ligmar Kisivasa, because Shalom is Hashem's name. So therefore it is the custom. You notice very often, you'll see many places where they do not fully spell out Shalom. They write like over here, Shin Lamed Vav, with an apostrophe, which is short for Shalom. Fine. Uva Orech HaShulchan, Beir, Shalom, Ushmoy, Shalom, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vayikuloi Hashem Shalom. It's Hashem's name, therefore it has a degree of Kedusha. We're out of paper? I'm sorry. Okay, we should be enough. The af and also she'ena mishemos she'ena mechakim. It's not from the names which you're not allowed to erase. The madi, I mean, even though it's not from the names of Hashem which you're not allowed to erase, still the word shalom is the name of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The madi, I mean, and shame sham mishum the matzim shakadosh Baruch Hu nikra shalom kidchsev Hashem shalom. Harikamo kinuyim lahaboyre yisparach rachum v'chanun. The Hashem has many different names. Rachum v'chanun. Ella mishum. The kol hakinuyim yesh lechanois laadam gam kain v'loy shalom. The adam kulo ketata. All the various names you can apply to human beings, but you cannot apply the name Shalom to a person. To a person is Kulo Ketata. Okay, it's a very interesting idea. This alone is a mouthful, this statement. He says that if you want to call a person a Rachum, you can call a person a Rachum. Because you can call a person a Chanun, because we do not find anywhere in Chazal that the word Rachum Lechanun is exclusive to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The only name that is exclusive to the Ribbono Shel Olam is the word Shalom. Because Hashem is complete peace, and the Gemara explicitly says that a human being is Kulei Ketata. A man is full of strife, internal strife, external strife. This is the nature of a human being. Kuloi Ketata. This we learn in the Medrash when Hashem wanted to create the world, and the various midos stood up and either objected or agreed for the world to be created. Emes said, Chesed said, yes, create the world, Hashem. Because human beings are full of Chesed. But Shalom said, don't create the world, because man is kuloi ketata. The mid of Emes said, do not create the world. Man is kula sheker. And there was another midah, there was a fourth midah, like, I don't remember the medrash, but from that Maimon Chazal we learned that human beings are kuloi ketata. If that's the case, you cannot take the term, the title Shalom, and apply it to a human being. It is something that is reserved exclusively for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we do find people being called by the name of Shalom, it does not define their essence, it's just a borrowed term. If you call a person by the name Yikari Shmoy B'Yisrael Shalom, there are many people whose name is Shalom, that is a very dangerous name to give a human being, because that that name cannot possibly define the essence of the person. When you give a name to a person, the name usually is attempting to define the person's essence. Even though Bizman HaZeh, it's impossible for a human, for us, we don't have Ruach HaKodesh to define the essence, but we have Emuna, that if Hashem put this machshava in your mind to give a person this name somehow carries the essence, captures the essence of a person. But that's impossible with regard to the name Shalom, being that a person is Kulo Kitata. Aaron was Roydev Shalom, but Aaron is still not called Shalom. He's only chasing.
One of the person has two names, Shalom.
Okay, but if the name, we assume that the name defines the essence of a person. Then Av Shalom, why was he called Avi Shalom, the father of peace? I don't know the answer. We find throughout Chazal, there are many people that have the name Shalom, but he's saying here a very interesting idea. The name Shalom cannot possibly capture the pure essence of an individual, because the Gemara says, man is Kuloi Kitata. And that is why the term Shalom to a certain degree has more Kiddusha than other Kinuyim that we apply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you have in a newspaper the word Rachum, you can throw it in the garbage. But if you have the word Shalom written out by hand, that's already questionable if you can dispose of it, the Oifin B'Zoyon, because Shalom is a term that is reserved exclusively for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being that it cannot be applied to a man, because the Gemara explicitly says that a human being is Kula Kitata. L'chein, therefore, what?
I know people that.
Yeah, I told you. So therefore, when we find people with the name Shalom, it just means that it's a borrowed term. It's a borrowed name. It's a very interesting idea. When you're calling a person Shalom, the name cannot possibly fully capture their essence. It's a borrowed term that we use to refer to this person, but it can't be his essence. Let's see further. L'chein, therefore, the Gemara says you're not allowed to say the word Shalom in the Beis HaMerchatz in a place where people are not dressed. And that is why it is the custom of some people not to write the word Shalom in its entirety, to leave out the mem and to conclude with an apostrophe. You're just writing a letter. But if you go and look out and see what goes on in the world, then most people are not careful in this matter. Now he's going to explain why it's mutter here. This is something new, something very interesting. Here on Daf Yud in the Psachta Saita. The truth is, you're not allowed to erase the name Shalom in the Sefer Torah. It was left out. You have in the Torah, the Nasati Loy is Brisi Shalom. Is a Sefer allowed to erase the word, the name? Let's say he makes a mistake.
A few other ones right away that have the whole word Shalom.
Okay, so wherever it says the word Shalom, are you allowed? Let's say there is a mistake in the Sefer Torah and you need more space. You want to erase the pasuk. You don't want to take more space. Normally, there's nothing to talk about. You're allowed to erase it. But when it comes to Shalom, the Sefer will not erase the name Shalom, even though technically it's not listed in the Gemara among the list of names which are Sheinim Nimchakim. He's telling us over here in Taisvis, the Baalei Taisvis are telling us, is that the reason why it was not listed, Tana Vishayer. Sometimes when we have a list, you don't include every single last name on the list.
Yeah, but that's only, the Gemara gives that example many times, but only when it lists like one or two, but when it gives a whole list, it says, why did it spend so much time?
Einachanami, so it depends. But this is what, Einachanami, so you have to analyze. Okay, so but this is what it says here, this is what it says in the Toys of the Sundaf Yud, this is what it says, Dibur Maskel Elul, it says that you're not allowed to erase the name Sholem in the Sefer Torah, and don't ask me, but it's not listed as one of the names. Tana v'shayir. The Gemara did not list every single name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name.
What?
I
said, as in today's
daf. As in today's daf, right. Daf Yud, correct, exactly. V'loy motzinu le'echon me'apoyskim sh'yoyim arkein. V'oyd isal k'day toch di'osa b'mechiko. Now he disagrees. He writes, v'dvorim t'muim heim. So here, He's writing here. I'm not sure who he's quoting from. He's writing over here that the Tosfos says a davar tamua. Because we do not find this explicitly any of the poskim that says that you're not allowed to erase the name Shalom. It's a gray area. If it's true that you're not allowed to erase the name Shalom, why would it be necessary to say that you should not say Hashem's name in the Beis HaMerchatz? Pshita, it's obvious. It's no different than all of the other Shemos. The fact that the Gemara has to go out of its way and tell you that you should not say the name, the word Shalom in the Beis HaMerchatz is an indication that it's in a different league. It's not like the other Shemos She'enim Nimchokim. Because if the word Shalom was in the same category as the Shemos She'enim Nimchokim, it would be obvious that you're not allowed to say Shalom in the Beis HaMerchatz where people are not dressed. The fact that the Gemara has to specify specifically this shame, it must be because even though this is a shame which you are allowed to erase from a Sefer Torah, it does have a degree of sanctity above the other, a lower degree of sanctity, that at least you should not say it in a place where people are not dressed. It's just like all the other shames that you're not allowed to say in the Beis HaMerchatz. V'yoid, eich ev shalom ha'ton of shayir, mashir, exactly, Rabbi Mayevsky, your point. Mashir, the high shayir. If you're leaving out something, you have to leave out other things. So what other things did we leave out of the list that we can say that this also was left out? The Yod Habeshuas Oimer Elu Nimchakim, the Elu Shein Nimchakim, Uchalhechadutani Elu, it says the word Elu and it gives a list, and it says Elu, that's an exclusive list. We don't apply the principle of Shein Nimchakim. Hecha, the Elu Shein Nimchakim, Uchalhechadutani Elu, Velo, Loyam, Winan, and Tanah Shai, Kedisa, the Tainis, Sulchain, Tsarachin Gadol, therefore we include the Tsarachin Gadol in what it says of here in Taisis, period. Now, here he comes and he says as follows. Umikol Makom, nevertheless, Kaven de Nofak Mipumayu de Rabbostainu Bale Hatisvis, Nochoin Lehachmir Kishain Tsarich Godel Bazer. The bottom line is, since Taisvis did say this, Lechatchilu, we should be careful that we should not erase the word Shalom from a Sefer Torah. Now let's go for the Echad to the left now. The Echad Mehagadelum Kosal. Now here is a Chiddush. This is a very interesting Chiddush. This is new to me. That's not a Chiddush, but it's a but it's something I find to be interesting. It doesn't say. Let's see what it says. Let's see.
If he's using the computer system, why doesn't he put it down?
I don't know the answer. I don't know. The Echad Mehagadolim Kosav. Let's see. This has a heroes. I don't. You're right. I don't know. He quotes here in the parentheses. Let's see what it says. The Echad Mehagadolim Kosav de Hazihirus Bishalom Hurak. B'she'elas shalom, k'mo shemevorchoi b'shalom, oynoisin l'shalom, d'ha'kavona me'ashem yisporachu bal ha'shalom, k'inyin sh'amar boyaz la'koytrim Hashem imochem. So here's the chiddush. That the only time you're not allowed to say shalom in the Beis HaMerchatz, and the only time you're not allowed to erase shalom that's written in a letter, is when the word shalom is used in the form of a blessing. Shalom aleichem. How are you? Peace upon you. When you're using the word shalom as a greeting, then the word shalom is interpreted as a reference to the Ribono Shel. When you say to someone in the Beis HaMerchatz, shalom aleichem, peace unto you, you're saying may Hashem be with you. It's a reference to Hashem. If you write in the letter, shalom aleichem, my long lost relative, how have you been? But, and I'm just following through, but if you're not using shalom as a blessing, the word shalom is just in a way to identify who you are. Instead of referring to you with a number, or instead of referring to you as John Doe, I'm referring to you with the title, with the name Shalom. I'm not blessing you. It's just a way to identify who you are. Then he's suggesting the name Shalom carries no kiddusha whatsoever, and you are allowed to erase it. He's making a peshara. You ever hear this peshara before? I never heard such a compromise. If you say shalom, that's Hashem, that's a greeting, that's Hashem's name. If you say to your fellow, shalom, peace, that is Hashem's name, because you're using it as a blessing. Peace Hashem be upon you. But if a person's name is Shalom, and you see your friend, oh, Shalom, I haven't seen you in ages. Where have you been? When was the last time you went to the mikvah? Shalom. I haven't seen you. Where have you been? There's nothing wrong with that. Because since the Gemara, that's the compromise. He's Echame Hagedol. He's making this fascinating compromise. Since the Gemara does not say, the Gemara clearly gives a list of all of the Shema Sheinim Chakim, and Shalom is not on the list, so Shalom by itself does not have Kedusha. When the Baalei Tosfos say, watch out for the word Shalom, that's not a contradiction to the Gemara that does not include it in the list of Shema Sheinim Chakim. All the Baalei Tosfos mean is that if you're going to use the word Shalom as a blessing and refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless you, then and only then does it get sanctity, and you should be careful of using it in a merchatz or writing it on a piece of paper that will be disregarded.
That's
even secondary. No, not necessarily. That already might be a lower madrega, because Shalom, when it's in the original form, its potent form of Lashon HaKodesh, that has more sanctity. When already it's a translation and it's not even really sacred, you're already going down two notches. I'm assuming then there's much more ground to be nagel. That's what it appears. Let's see what it says. But it's a very interesting idea. Like I told you, I never came across this. You've always been taught this in yeshiva, in the Beis HaKisei. They always teach you the word Shalom is Hashem's name. You're not l'chatchila supposed to say in the Beis HaKisei. So he's saying, he's just bringing out the point very well. What do you mean? What's going on here? This comes from the Baalei Tosfos, and the Gemara clearly disagrees. So where do we come to do such a thing? So he's making this very interesting pshara. If it's going to be a mark of identification, that's the Gemara. It's mutter. But if it's being used as a bracha to a person, that's what Tosfos meant, and that's when it's forbidden. Okay, it can have many meanings. It's true, it has many meanings. But so here we're using it as a reference to giving a bracha. Let's go further. If you write sheyesh shalom be'ir, this peace in the city. What's doing? How is there war or is there peace? I don't mean to use the word shalom as a baruch of Hashem's name. There's peace. There's peace in the city. There's no war. Baruch Hashem. Bein ploini leploini. We're using it between one fellow and another fellow in a conversation. Uchayotze b'zeshu sibur devarim ba'olah she'ein b'zeshum kiddusha mutur. There is no issue whatsoever. For another example, you're allowed to say the word MS. Have you ever heard of someone coming and telling you that you're not allowed to say the word MS? MS has no Kedusha. You're allowed to erase it in the Sefer Torah. You're allowed to write it. Oh, but isn't MS the Chosamoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch, who is the first, middle, and last letter of the Aleph Beis? It's Hashem's seal. The answer is because you're never using MS in reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way we use the word MS is just a way to, as a descriptive word for truth. It's not referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Af shehi chosama shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ulefi zeh, kol shekein l'ish, to an individual, sheshmoy shalom.
Okay, but that's not the Torah, that's just
Hashem. It's descriptive. Okay, le'ish shemoy shalom mutar lekosef shemo b'shleimus. You're allowed to write a person's name. A person's name is Shalom. You can write out his whole name with the mem. V'lekroy soy b'shemo b'beis hamerchatz v'divrei tam hein v'chein yesh linoy. That's the custom. V'dash shemash kosef b'mechtavim b'mokayim Hashem. Mamakim Hashem Dalid, Oy be Ezras Dalid, O Im Yirtza Hashem, and it has here, it does not have Yudke Vavke, it just has the letter Dalid, or the letter He with an apostrophe with a line on top of it, or a acronym, Aleph Yud He, Ein Bezeh Kedusha Klal. Miu Latashmish Bezoin, but of course, if you could avoid going and having it be put in a place of disgrace, that would be proper. Vaday Osu Kevin Sheesh Bezeh. And therefore, you should be careful, lisroif, does it mean not to too? I'm not sure what he means over here. Lisroif, to destroy these mechtavim in a way, I guess, that there's no bezayin. That's the whole question. Are you allowed to burn Seamus indirectly? That was what we had once discussed another time. There's such an approach that Seamus should be burnt, not indirectly. Indirectly.
This has to be Israeli place, because they're talking about Shalom Achshav.
Okay, so this is the bottom line, a very nice chiddush, a new yesoid, a tosfos, a mesechta sota daf yud is mechadesh shalom has kedusha. Be careful, he's quoting here, we have no idea who he's quoting from, as Ramea pointed out very, very importantly, he's quoting from Echad Me HaGedolim. He's afraid to tell us who says this. I have no idea why. Why is he afraid? This is probably a Skvera Chassid wrote this, and he got this from the computer.
Skvera Chassid?
What?
Probably found the source that said Echad Me HaGedolim says.
Yeah, that's what he quoted. All right.
Why Skvera Chassid?
This was written by Skvera Chassidim.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay, but it's an interesting idea. It's definitely worth learning. Okay, let's go to a new sugya. Chasan Sheshmoy Kishem Chamiv. Son-in-law, are you allowed to take an Edom who has the same name? Okay, someone writes a shidduch for your daughter, and guess what? He has the same name as...
Moshe's both his
son-in-law from Moshe. Right,
both his son-in-law.
Okay. So, but Savas, Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, Kosav, Shiyei, Shlodak, Tek, Shlo, Yisra, Shem, Avia, Kishmoy. You should not marry a man... A woman should not marry a man who has the same name as her father. Omno, Dvar. Now, what does this have to do with the daf? Because one of the Amoraim that's mentioned on Daf Yudam Abayis has the same name as his father-in-law. So how could Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid go and prohibit a woman from marrying a man who has the same name as her father when it's a Mefereshu Gemara? What's the Gemara? Al Mimasha Besugin, Omar Shmuel, Saba, Shmuel the elder, Chamu, who was the father-in-law of Rav Shmuel Barami. So Shmuel Saba had a son-in-law whose name was Shmuel. So how could Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid say that you're not allowed to do this when it's Mefereshu Gemara that people did this? Shemavur Kach, Shechamiv, Shal Shmuel Karolo or Shmuel. So he doesn't really. So here's the answer. Yesh Tirtzu Shayos Sheli Echad Mehem Karu Rav Shmuel. Okay, one was called Rav Shmuel. Al Kein Lo Chashashu Bezeh. If you're called by a title, even though technically you have the same name, but you're not referred to, you're not called by that name, people, they call you Rabbi, and the son-in-law they call Mister, or vice versa, or the son-in-law. They call Shmuel Nechanami, exactly. They call Shmuli, exactly. They call by a different name. Then everything is different. Then everything is different. You all know the story. I'm sure you've all heard this joke at some point in time when a boy was going out with a girl, and he really liked her. But the mother said, this is where I heard the story. The boy was dating a girl, and he really liked her. And he told his mother, I think it's going to be a shidduch. And the mother says, no, she has the same name as me.
Yeah, that's
it. So she has my name. And then therefore, I'm afraid, I don't want... And the reason why the mother said this was because the mother really didn't like the girl. If the mother liked the girl, the mother wouldn't have said anything. But the mother was looking for excuses to break the shidduch. She didn't really like her. So she said to her son, no, I don't think it's a good shidduch. Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid, she has my same name. So she saw it's not going to help. He kept on dating her, and it was going to be a shidduch. So at the very end, she caved and said, "All right, listen, what can we do? But at least tell her to change her name. She should change her name.
Yeah, she should change it when she gets it.
She should change her name, so we should not violate Rabbi Chosid." So the son, without beating an eyelash, without missing a heartbeat, he said, "You change your name." You never heard this before? You've heard this before. What?
You add a name.
Okay, Shayesh. Okay, so he says here another answer, and believe me, the Pais can rely upon this. Today, when Shtuchim, Ruba de Ruba, I could tell you, Ruba de Ruba, you said of Moshe to Eden, that his name was Moshe.
They called him by the other name.
They called him, they Ruba de Ruba, most.
Even though everybody called him Moshe, in the family they called him David.
In the family.
Right.
In the family, well, they called my both names together. They called him Moshe David.
I don't know if Shiskal had another name.
So what do they call Rishiskal?
I looked at the Maseva when I go.
So what do they call him? What do they call Rishiskal?
They had nothing they call him.
Okay, so this is an answer. The answer is you just call the person, you don't look at their technical name, you just call them by a different name. These are Kabbalistic inyanim. So Karish Rav Shmuel Al-Kain Lai Chashashu B'zeh.
So we're not Makbid.
Even though, Yishal, I'll tell you one, even though I have a friend, and if he's in Shidduchim, And I once ran him a shidduch, and he told me that I was shocked. He says, "No, that's the name of my mother." So I said, "Come on!" I said, "Come on! You're ready at an age where maybe if you're 18 years old, you'll be makbid on these things. At this point, ridiculous." So he says, "You're right. I'm not really makbid on this. I'm not really makbid, but in the family, they had a very big tzara with one of the marriages in the family, and the girl." The girl had the same name as the mother. So he said, "I'm not going to try my luck twice. We're not going to try our luck twice." That in the family, they had a major tzara, and it happened to be that girl, the daughter-in-law, had the same name. So he felt, all right, so...
I think Rabbi Yehuda Chosson also says it's based on Akpod. At the end,
okay.
Makes that deal.
It's very rare to find today people makbid on this. If you're in a Hasidish family, and you're dealing with a boy and girl who's 18 years old, and if it's not going to be this shekh, it's another shekh, just a name in a hat. And you go to the Rebbe, before you read a shekh, you go to the Rebbe, and you give him the names, and he makes the gematrius to tell you if the names work out, and based upon that, he'll tell you to break it, not to do the shidduch, which to me is like mind-boggling how you can do such thing like that. But so then in echnami, so if the name it doesn't make a difference, but already you're dealing at the later point in life when people are making their own decisions, so you very rarely find people are not
with the Yailis and the Bushkas and
everyone has the same. Okay, let's go further. So the first answer, the first insight is that if you're not going to call, we don't focus on the person's name literally. We focus on the way they are called. People who refer to them by a nickname or with a certain title, then there's no prohibition at all. Next answer. Uvishud Beishadim Kasav. What? Both names. If you're going to use both names. Uvishud Beishadim Kasav Shein Rayim Mechachle Hashas. Now here is another very interesting answer. Now we're going backwards in time. Rav Yehuda Chosson came a lot later. He came much, much later. And he's saying that in our times, in his times, we need to be careful because niskatnu hadoyros, the koychos of tuma, of chitzonios, whatever these things, the klipos, are much, much stronger in our times, and we don't have the merits of our predecessors. So things that our predecessors did that are really dangerous, they were okay. They survived because they were very great people. They were holy people. So they did not need to worry about these superstitions of same names. But we today, we're very weak. We're on a very spiritually weak level. And therefore, we need to take into account due to safeguards that our predecessors did not need to take into account. And this obviously has a very powerful limit on Musa when it comes to all other things. Like people always question, years ago, there were no mechitzas by weddings, and there was mixed seating, and there was a whole different world. So why today? What has changed today? So this is really what he's saying over here is that why? Because they were better people. They were disciplined people. What?
The stronger Yetzirah.
Today, I don't say the Yetzirah is stronger. It's we're not in control of the Yetzirah today.
No, that's the
vibe. The Yetzirah is the same Yetzirah. It's just we're not disciplined. We're not disciplined people. We're not Bali Musar. We're not Bali Musar. We're not trained. The chinuch is not what it used to be. Okay, let's see. Let's see what it says. So it says over here, Shein Raya Michachme Ashas, Linda Dilatimasha Shama Bisbe, with the Sefer Hasidim. Shema B'Sefer Hasidim, Shevadai Hanoise Isha L'Shein, he himself, so Ramesky pointed this out, that the Sefer Hasidim himself writes that a person marries a woman L'Shem Shomayim. It's 100% marrying this woman L'Shem Shomayim, B'Li Shum Pinia Acheres, Ein lachush l'chol hanedvar. All of these things are nonsense. Sharei shomer mitzvah lo yedar davar ra. V'alkein chachmei hashash shehayu mischavnim l'mitzvah v'lo hayu tzrichim lachush l'zed. There's no concern for these matters. Avol bizman Rabbi Yehuda hachas and alachas kam v'kama. We're not doing things l'shem shemam. We always have ulterior motives deep down. Shelo hayu mischavnim l'shem mitzvah. Shapir yeshloimar sheik deika kepeda uchashasha. We have to be on guard. Mahalach noisiv mevur b'divrei hachida. Now another mahalach to answer this question. The chida shekasav shekeshem sheshuni hamakaymos veshuni hazmanim goyim l'kama dvarim. Just like location and times are different. Kegoyin harefuah shabashas. We all know that. Don't try the refuahs that are mentioned in sechta gitin. We don't observe today. Sheinem mal moyalim bizman hazeh. Gamlin yonim elu nishtanu hazmanim shegover hasitra achra le'ein hara b'zeh, that the koyches of tum in this generation are different. V'od the ikara loy kashamidi, really there's no question whatsoever. The bow prepared marbis ha'am, the bow prepared marbis ha'am shneis dar v'dar nohagu b'zivugim elu shchichi tuva v'lohayu ayin hara b'zeh.
I don't know exactly what he means over here. I don't know what he means. It means that it was harder to find the shidduch. It was easier to find the shidduch years ago. I don't know what he means. I'm not sure. It has to do with ayin hara. When you see someone who has the same name as your father, there's some ayin hara. So ayin hara is all subject to people of jealousy. If you're not jealous, there's no ayin hara. Years ago, people were good-natured people, or things were much easier. So people were not jealous. So therefore, there was no, yeah, you have the same name. I don't know how having the same name makes you jealous. Beats me. Keep the name in the family, it's not really clear. But somehow, people were good-natured people, and therefore, these were not issues. Today, we're much more... I don't know why. I really don't know what it means.
Bishut, it's worse now?
He's saying it's worse now. Today there's jealousy, this competition.
Change of time. Those times you had, let's say, a city, you had 40 people, 50 people. Today, you know, 5,000 people. So,
I don't know what he means. Let's see. I don't know what he means. Because of Yashav al Pimashama, Chasam Sefer, Chachmasodam, Rabbeinu Yehuda, fascinating insight. That's only when it's three generations, the grandfather, the father, and the Chasam. Three generations. That's the prohibition. Kigoin, Sheshmoy Ruvain. Your name is Ruvain, v'chein chasano yishmom Ruvain, and your son-in-law's name is Ruvain. Im yika chasano, if your son-in-law will take an edim for his daughter by the name of Ruvain, ze chasano yishmom Ruvain, oz lo yatzliach, kevan shehu mishulosh. Rabbi Huda chasano, when he says, do not take a name, do not take a son-in-law that has your name, that's provided that your father-in-law also has that same name. So three generations of the same name, that is the gzeira of Rabbi Huda chasano. In this piece of the Gemara in Sota, on Daf Yud, on the days, there's only a father-in-law and a son-in-law. We're not dealing with three generations. Okay, so another heter for this halacha. Okay, the next one we're not going to go do this next one, Tzilas, because it's not really relevant. It doesn't really say anything. I'll tell you, the yisod over here is, that he doesn't even say the yisod over here is a concept, I'll tell you outside, I never heard of this, is that when you go to the mikvah, you once told this to me, when you go to the mikvah, you can go to the mikvah for the zuchus of someone else. You ever hear such a concept? You go into, there's such an idea. There is such an idea, let's say a person is no longer living. Okay, you go, like you light a candle. Everyone appreciates the concept of lighting a yitzkar candle. Right, it's Yom Tov, and you light a Yizkor candle in memory of someone. Let's say it's their yard site. Today is the yard site of the Kedoshim from Mumbai. Okay, so today is a big yard site, Kedoshim, recent times. So you light a yard site candle. You have the yard site in Tar V'Das, on the yard site of the very different Rosh Yeshiva, they'd always light a candle in the front of the Beis Medrash by the Omud on the yard site of the various Rosh Yeshiva. We all appreciate that. Just like you light a candle, you go to the mikvah, and before you go to the mikvah, you say that me going to the mikvah should be a zechus, should be an aliyah for the neshama of Pliny ben Pliny.
Why Why not? Just like when you make a tikkun, make a bracha.
Making a tikkun, we can understand. You're making a bracha. You're doing something real. Making a tikkun, you give a mezonos, you make a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Barim Nei Mezonos. You made a bracha. You said Hashem's name, and people answered, Amen. That we can relate to very well. A candle, Ner Elokim Nishmas Adam. We can relate to that. But this is something which is more difficult to relate to. That me going into the mikvah, I am going to the mikvah, I'm going to bring upon my body tahara, upon my guf tahara, and this tahara should serve as an aliyah, a zuchus for a neshama. And there are people today, people who are very frequent in the mikvah often, they do this. They go into the mikvah and they say, before they go into the mikvah, le'ilas, le'aliyas neshama, and they say a person's name. And they go into the mikvah, and they'll dip in the mikvah multiple times for that person. That's the concept. What? Shoshu Golem. That's another. You go to the mikvah for your own tahara. We're talking about a Kabbalistic inyan to go to mikvah for the tahara of a neshama in the olam ha'emes. That's basically what he touches upon in that paragraph. We're not going to do it. Okay, let's. How much time we have? What? I can't hear what?
What's
the makar?
Yeah.
There is no. I don't know the makar. I don't know the makar. He doesn't even mention. He just talks about this. Tilos of Ormes. He talks about doing things. Lelias Nesham doesn't really mention this. That's what he's referring to in that paragraph. Let's go to the next paragraph. Imroy Leois Poyel.
If you learn, just like you learn from the discourse on Nifter, going to Nifter to some spiritual level, then the person that you're doing it for, it's like he gave you the ability to do it, somehow you're doing it in his discourse.
That's why you have to go under twice, once for yourself and once for others.
Okay, we're running out of time. Let's turn to the next page. We're running out of time. Let's just do one more. Let's just have a little more imaging. Let's learn the next page. Nusach. Kisubas bas miumetzes. What do you write in the ksuba of an adopted daughter? Okay, let's do that topic. What do you write in the ksuba of an adopted daughter? Normally you write the kala, plainest bas her father, but it's not really her father. Her father is her father. Let's say we don't know who her father is. Let's say she was adopted and
we know her father.
Okay, so that's the question. The case that he discusses is a case where the daughter does not know that she is adopted, and they don't want to tell her. Okay, there are a lot of horror stories. You told me a story like this. Under the chuppah, 2 minutes before someone gets married, we want to let you know, our son, our dear son, you're not really our biological son. We adopted. And that's a traumatic revelation to become aware on the day of your wedding. So he discusses here a shaila. So why is this relevant? We discuss, why would a parent want to do that to their child? Because they're getting married. And they're writing a ksuba. And a ksuba, you want to write the right name in the ksuba. If the ksuba is not valid, it's not the end of the world. They're still married, but you got a problem. So he discussed here a shayla that was presented to a rav. They're writing the ksuba, and some kala, doesn't even know what it says in the ksuba. They don't even know, they can't even find their own name in the ksuba. But let's say you have a kala that's a milumedes. She knows what it says. She knows the nusach. The chosin doesn't know the aleph beis. But the kala, she knows what's going on very well. If you are going to write in the ksuba, and then they're going to read the ksuba, and they're going to read the name, that plainest spas, so-and-so, she's going to say, who is she? My father's name is Avraham, and they're calling me Sarah Basa David. Who's getting married here tonight? What's going on over here? So she's right away going to pick up that something is wrong. But on the other hand, to reveal to her that this person is not her biological daughter could be a traumatic revelation that you're not prepared for the night of her wedding. So what do you do? So this is Shiloh. So basically the answer is we have a precedent to this question from Daf Yud Aleph in Masechta Sota, where we learn about Osniel ben Kenaz, Kali ben Yefune, Hakinizi,
And the Gemara says, is he really ben Yefuneh? Uh-huh. But we have another pasuk that says that he was ben Chetzron. Let's see inside.
Yeah.
Beshut halachos ketanos kasav ladun kolay ben Yefuneh hakenizi. Ketzad how you kaisim beget? How would you write such a person who is an adopted child? He was adopted. Kolay ben Yefuneh. He was really the son of someone else, and that's why it says elsewhere he was ben. I think ben Chetzron. It says we'll come to it in a moment. He was the son of someone else. The Gemara's question. The Gemara says, you're right, he was adopted. Yefuneh, his father died, and this person Yefuneh adopted and raised him, and kol hamagadol yosam b'sech beiso ki'ilu yoldoi. And therefore, the Torah, ad kidei kach, ki'ilu yoldoi, when the Torah refers to him throughout Tanakh, it calls him a child of his adopted, of his stepfather, of the father who adopted him, not a stepfather, but the father who raised him. So basically, we see from this an incredible chishla halach we're going to say, is that b'di'eved, in a ksuba, you can write the name of her adopted father. Of not adopted father, what do you call him? Of the
stepfather.
It's called the stepfather?
No.
It's the stepfather, but the one who raised, the foster father. You can write that, and liyeser se'es, liyeser se'es, you should add, if the kal is not so sophisticated, you should add just one word into the ksuba, hamechune. Let's say her name is really, her father's real name is David, but her foster father is Abraham. So instead of saying Hakala, Hoinedes Khan, Sarah Bas, Avraham, Hakala that stands there, Hamechune, who's known as, who is called, Hamechune, who is called, who is referred to as Sarah Bas Avraham. That's how you save yourself. You don't actually say her real name is Sarah Bas Avraham, because that's not true. But this is how we refer to her. Just like the Torah refers to Kalev ben Yefuneh and doesn't refer to him as Kalev ben Chetzron. Let's see. Beshut halachos ketanos chosav lodun Kalev ben Yefuneh hakenizi. He was an adopted child. Kate said, how would we write a get for such a type of person? Doesn't mean him, chas v'shalom, but it means keitsha shiye nikar leben kenaz, ki niskad lebeso, it should be nikar leben kenaz. Kenaz is the one hakenizi. Kenaz is not his real father. He's the one who raised him. V'heshef, evshe sheim kosav ben kenaz, if they would write, ben kenaz sheim leposo, kolev ben kenaz. His father, the one that his foster father, was name was Kenaz.
I thought Yefuneh.
Yefuneh was maybe his. I forgot what the Gemara says. Was maybe his real name. Let's just assume for argument's sake. Let's say his real. His father's name was Kenaz, and his adopt what?
Shepina. That's
why he's Shepina Mitzasra. So his real name was. His real name, let's say his real name, whatever his real name is, his foster father was Kenaz. And so if you would write in the Ksuba, Kolei ben Kenaz, She'im Kosa ben Kenaz, She'im Lepoislo, so it's not his real name, but the get is a kosher get. If it's a kosher get, Allah has come, it's a kosher Ksuba.
Yeah.
It's a kosher get. Avgav Sharu, even though Sheharosh, B'tshuva Posal, Kishmichtav, Al Shein Avi Aviv, Ploini, Nin Ploini, Nun means Nin, the grandson. Let's say you write in a get, or in Ksuba, you don't write the father at all. The father is skipped town. Who raised who? So you write Ploini, the grandson of Ploini. Ruvain, the Nin, two nuns. It just has one nun, an en nun is short for a nun.
Gives an example of that in Gittin.
So the Rosh Paskins, it's not a kosher get. That's not his name. You don't write so-and-so who is the grandson of so-and-so. You have to write who the father is. So we can argue, just like if you write a grandfather, it's invalid, even though that's the way how we identify. If you write a foster father, it's also invalid. Why? Ploini nin ploini, dehatinoikos karin lo avi avien, because children are, they call their grandfather Abba.
Yes, right.
Even though a grandson calls their grandfather Abba, and there it's posel, so he says that's not a kasha. Don't compare the case of a foster father to a grandfather. Yesh lechalek dehasam if ligdara. When you're skipping a generation, it is more problematic. Kahi dehavi toisvis, like Taisus there brings me Yushalmi she'eshes Pinchas legavi Moshe, the wife of Pinchas legavi Moshe. De muteres mishum iflig dora talks about marriage. And there it talks about the second kevin shekei nishtaka shem avi aviv his grandfather, the grandfather was missing. I'm not sure what this means. The wife of Pinchas, Lagabi Moshe. Okay, I'm not sure what this means. I don't know what this means. Let's go further. Shame, Avi Avim, Lakarin, also Nin, Perish, Nun, Yoimu, Ein Ze Ploini, Elze, Shagadal, Bebeso, Kuro, Kinaz, Evshad, Lemipsu, Bakach. Okay, I don't know exactly, but he's saying over here is that the laws of grandparents are not the same thing as laws for foster parents. For grandparents, it's more problematic with skipping a generation, but for a foster father who actually raised the person, that is not as problematic. Vine, Beshut, Minchas Yitzchak, Nishal, Bidvar, Kesuvas Bas Meumetzes, an adopted daughter, exactly the Shiloh. Inela Mehabas Shezel Loyavia. The daughter does not know the secret that this man who she thinks is her biological father is truly not her father. The Urayim Ke'es Lahagid Law. This was the Shiloh presented. She's getting married tonight, and she doesn't know, and they don't want to tell her. Because if they're going to tell her, they don't know how she's going to react.
It's a shirk question, too.
A shirk question? The chassan does not know that it's an adopted, the child is adopted, he should be told. It's a yichus issue. So l'chor, that's something that he's entitled to know. I would imagine that he's entitled to know that. In shidduchim. You have to see what people say, I don't know. So ma'isa shohaya kachaya. This was the shiloh presented. The shiloh presented was obviously you have to talk to a psychologist. What's the best thing to do? But ma'isa shohaya kachaya. A girl was getting married tonight. The girl does not know the secret. They have to write the ksuba. They don't want to tell her. They don't know how she will react. She's a very sensitive person. So what should they do when it comes to the wedding tonight? So in kaisim aviyah the hashda, can they write over here? Ulay chas v'shom keis la'agila. Ulay chas v'shom tishtageya. She'll go crazy. Okay, what does it mean crazy? It means she'll have a very bad reaction. The gam iev shalavo liday iev shalavo de nusham harbe. It's impossible. Kiev shalavo de nusham harbe might lead to a lot of problems. He might cancel the shidduch. In kaisim avia the hashav to write avia the hashav. So in kaisim avia the hashav. Can we write? The question was, can we write the name of her foster father? The heishif. So what was the minchas Yitzchak? What was the answer? What the answer? This is Rav Weiss. This is Rav Weiss.
Yeah,
Rav Weiss. The heishiv sha'ach shel halach in karein lukoy espasa imutz al via da'am ameitz. Even though it's wrong, it's really the wrong thing to do to write in the ksuba the name of your foster father. Mishum sheyesh lachosh l'mukshalos. There are a lot of tragedies that can come out of this in the future. As far as relationships, we don't know. You have to know exactly who you related to if you're adopted. So you have to know who your real brothers are. Then come to shidduchim later on. In this situation where we don't know how she will react at this very delicate moment, yesh lichtav you can be mekel. You can write her foster father. So what you should do? So he says, just add one word. Write in the ksuba sarah. The Miskarya, who is called Sora Bas Avraham. Hopefully she will not pick it up.
They do that.
But if she's a little clever, if she doesn't know, she hears Sora Bas Avraham. Does she know that in a regular ksuba you don't have these two words? This word, the Miskarya. How many weddings has she gone to? How often has she paid attention to what it says in the ksuba? So hopefully she's not going to pick up this nuance in the ksuba. When they'll analyze the ksuba, Talmud Chacham will realize that it's not his actual daughter, but it's good enough. It's good enough to get through the wedding without any drama. And he says, that's Pshan Ahu Gemara. What's that Ahu Gemara? He brings a raya. The Minchas Yitzchak, meaning the greatest places to make Shapsak Halacha. Okay, who, Shaila presents Shaila, this is a nightmare Shaila for a rabbi. What are you going to do?
What happened? Well, I mean, I asked, I was
Rabbi Alman was the guy that was going to read the Ksuva. So I called him and he said, the guy that wrote the Ksuva, a fancy one, told me this is what he wrote. And again, Rabbi Alman said to me, they can write what they want, I'll read what I want.
Lefiza perish aminchas Yitzchak mash amu besugin the kolev. Here's the case. Okay, here's the Gemara. He brings a riot to this from the Gemara. The Gemara says the kolev, one pasuk says kolev ben chetzroin. His real father was chetzroin, and then the Gemara says vakati ben kenaz haya. Dechsivitz, but wasn't he kenaz? Dechsiv ayil kida asnil ben kenaz, who was Achi Kolev, the brother of Kolev. Uh-huh. So we see that Kolev had a brother whose name was Osniel, and Osniel's father was Kenaz. So we have a stira. Is Kolev's real father Chetzroin, or is Kolev's real father Kenaz? Omar Rava, Chorgoy de Kenaz Hava, he was the stepson of Kenaz. Deke nami dechsev hakinizi uperish Rashi me anshe beisoy umig dulof shel Kenaz. He was raised. It doesn't say Kenaz. It says Kenizi means he was raised by Kenaz.
So he married his niece.
No, not only married. He was raised. This person, Kolev ben Yefune, was raised by Kenaz.
No, but Osniel married his niece.
Osniel, possibly. Okay.
So,
that's a different shayla. That's not a shayla. That's a different. That's a no. A niece, not a mitzvah. To marry a niece is a mitzvah. To marry an aunt is an erva.
And
that's one of the big mysteries. That's a big mystery. To marry an aunt is chayvei krasus, but to marry a niece is a mitzvah. That's a mystery in the laws of arayos.
Your niece from your mother, you're not allowed to marry, but from your father, you are.
A niece from...
In other words, you can marry your niece, but if it's your brother's daughter, not your sister's daughter. You can't marry your sister's daughter, but you can marry your brother's daughter.
Okay.
No, the other way.
No,
that way.
Uchmoish, let's go further. The after hayesh after the im hayim galo hayochel korban kenas. So therefore, chmoish hayvia poiskin mikama mikomos elu mishum de loyavo mirshol loyma the havi achir shlosnil loyav leinin chalitzoch yetz bze emkein shon lo akasul lekorak kenizi. Okay, so over here, basically, since the pasuk does refer to him, the Torah does refer to him as kenas. That is an indication that if someone raises you halachically b'diavad, we can call you by that person's name. We can call you even legally by that person's name, and that's why it's not the end of the world in a ksuba to refer to this woman as the daughter of the one who has raised her. We have precedent from the Torah where the Torah says, Osniel, we call him Kolev, the son of Ben Yefune, Hakinizi. He was raised by Kenaz. Kolev Ben Yefune was his first name. Kolev Ben Yefune, he was Ben Shapina Mea Mea Atzer Meraglin, Hakinizi. He was raised by Kenaz. We call him Kenaz. So therefore, well, but you can do so. Okay, we'll take a very short break.